Thank you, Mr. Yaya Olaniran, Chairperson of the Committee on Food Security, distinguished members of the Committee Bureau, Mr. Luc Guillou, Independent Chairperson of the Council, Mr. Kanayu Nwansi, President of IFAD, Madam Kosin, Executive Director of WFP, Professor Swaminathan, Chairman of the Steering Committee, David Navarro, Representative of the Secretary General, distinguished ministers. I have a list of 20 countries headed by ministers that I will read. Bangladesh, Brazil, Central African Republic, Chad, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, Hungary, Iraq, Japan, Lebanon, Mozambique, Portugal, Sierra Leone, Spain, Sri Lanka, and United Republic of Tanzania. I thank you all for the presence. Distinguished and honorable delegates and observers, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I want to start congratulating the European Union for the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition for its contribution to the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy and human rights in Europe. This same spirit also drives the European Union in its support to promote food security. FAO is very proud to be a partner of the European Union. Ladies and gentlemen, today there is a new hope for world food security, but there are also many challenges ahead. The new hunger figures presented last week show that we have made some progress in reducing the total number and the proportion of hungry people. Globally, the number of hungry people fell by 132 million since 1990. The proportion also fell in developing countries. We went from around 23% to 15%. This means that if we need to step up our efforts, we can still reach the Millennium Development Goal target to halving the proportion of hungry people in developing countries by 2015. But not all are good news. We should be very concerned that hunger has risen in Africa and in the Near East. We have now more 73 million people malnourished in those two regions compared to 1990, what means 275 million people are nourished in Africa and Near East countries. We need to concentrate our efforts in these two regions. SOFI also shows that progress in reducing hunger has started since 2007. We are taking measures to counter this situation. We need to continue strengthening governance on food security. The Reformed Committee of World Food Security is a cornerstone of the new global governance that we are building together. FAO is committed to help transform the CFS recommendation in concrete actions at the national level. The voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fishes, and forest in the context of national food security, endorsed this year after a negotiating process that started some 3 years ago, is a best example of what this body can do. As we move towards the national implementation of the guidelines of the CFS, takes another challenge, the negotiation on principles for responsible agriculture investments. I call on governments, civil society, and private sector to engage in this task with the same spirit that you showed in the debate on the governance of the guidelines. In the next days, the CFS will address other important issues. I hope you have the opportunity to comment on the 5 strategic objectives that FAO is proposing to concentrate its work on: focus on the eradication of hunger, promotion of food security, and sustainable development. This strategic objective takes into account the need of FAO to build meaningful partnerships and are being discussed by all FAO governing bodies and technical committees. We think it is important to have your comments and inputs on that. I also wanted to take this opportunity to stress the importance of collaboration between FAO, IFAD, and WFP. We are working together not only because members have asked us to do, but because we do believe on that. And we three wanted to improve the support to implement CFS recommendation. I believe that I can spoke on behalf of my 2 colleagues, saying that we want to become an executive arm of CFS recommendation implementation. FAO is committed also to the Zero Hunger Challenge launched by the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at the Rio Plus 20 conference. As we increase our efforts to reach the Millennium Development Goal for hunger reduction, let's look beyond towards the total eradication of hunger. When it comes to hunger, the only accepted number is 0. The CFS is an integral part of this effort. You have a busy week ahead discussing how to achieve a hunger-free world. This is your meeting, but that is our shared dream. And together, we can make it become true. Thank you.